This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Governor Polis and his partner have tested positive for COVID-19. Polis had already been self-quarantining after he was recently exposed to a person who had coronavirus. The governor says he and his partner are in good spirits and asymptomatic, and they'll continue to isolate at home. A special legislative session that starts at the state capitol tomorrow is still planned to move forward, with most lawmakers attending in person. And Colorado's restaurants are set to be a major focus of the stimulus package planned by lawmakers during the session. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Starting Monday, lawmakers will consider forgiving up to $2,000 per month in state sales taxes for restaurants. The bill would cover taxes due for November through February. Another proposal would open up about $50 million in grants for small businesses that are affected by capacity limits, like restaurants. The money is part of a larger state plan to protect the economy, since Congress has so far failed to pass a second major stimulus package. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos are without a quarterback today, literally. All of the Broncos quarterbacks have been ruled out for today's home game against New Orleans due to COVID-19 exposure. Backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll recently tested positive for the virus. The other QBs, including regular starter Drew Locke, were in close contact with him. So another position player, like a running back or a wide receiver, will have to play quarterback today. This is CPR News.